not a very good artist. You see, like that? Mm-hmm. And you may be on a two spokes coming in that. Mm-hmm. And then you had another section which joined this. See? Mm-hmm. That was in order to get the wheel round with the grain of the wood instead of against the grain of the wood. See? And then you would have spokes coming in like that. See? Mm-hmm. Now, that may be what you're talking about. I don't know.
And the part that...
You used the word sheath.
Sheath?
Didn't you?
Uh-huh.
All right, that was the little piece. I don't remember, but I know that's what it was used for. You know where the wooden part comes together?
Mm-hmm.
There would be a little sheath. Let me see, we're looking at the bottom of, the flat side of two pieces coming together, see? That's where these two would come together, see? All right, there would be a sheave. In other words, there'd be a slot cut in both of these sections.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a little V sheave driven down in there
to help hold
that together. And then, right on the side here, I can remember that very, there'd be a little metal, either a small arm, kind of like a nail, mm-hmm. went through to help hold it together. Now you said sheave, I couldn't, but that's the only thing I think.
Uh-huh.
Sheave is something you help bind things together with, if I recall right.
Does anyone still do that kind of work?
Well, the old gentleman that they mentioned to you,
uh-huh.
Jeff P., he can still do the work, but no one brings him that type of work anymore.
Is there any section around here that's still so old-fashioned that people still use buggies and wagons and things?
Mm-mm. Not here. Down in South Louisiana, you'll find some areas that have them. In fact, I remember going through Lafayette, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
on a Sunday, and there was some people going to church there in Ceres.
Really?
But this has been 10, 15 years ago. But you can find them in South Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you have the wagon, the thing that and the horses hitch to it, the things that the traces come back and hook onto, that bar of wood about
mm-hmm.
this long, that's called the...
Well, the wagon is called a single tree because each horse or mule has one to himself.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that connects the single tree?
That's a double tree.
Okay. What about...
Did you know that answer or you were looking to see if I knew it?
That was something I was totally unfamiliar with until I...
That's like this. So you have your double tree here, and each single tree comes off of that. Of course, you got little iron loops that the single tree is fastened to.
Mm-hmm.
See? Like that. Now, this is where each horse, this is on a two-horse wagon, I see. And here's where your horse is, you see? And here's the tongue, what you're talking about, the tongue of the wagon,
mm-hmm.
comes down here, and then you have your cross thing here, that's your, I forget what they call it, yoke chain, I think it is, I don't remember. Anyway, this is the cross piece that fits underneath the tongue, and then each animal has the collar, with the the collar with the, what the hell is the wooden part called?
Tail?
Harness. Collar with the horns, and the harness has rings on it under the animal's neck that come down and go around this piece.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a bit in his mouth?
Yeah.
What are you actually holding in your hand?
The lions.
And